Just great. Now what? Said Henry grumpily. Paul doesn't remember anything. Do you think he's suffering from some kind of a memory loss? Asked Mary. He might, or he may be trying to hide something from us. Who knows? Maybe it's just a big act, said Sharon. You guys stay out of this. I think we've tortured him enough. Let's ask him what happened, and if he says he doesn't remember, let's just forget this whole thing, explained Laura. Laura could feel that Paul was a good person. She didn't want to hurt him anymore. She was more concerned about his well-being than that stupid book and the mirror. Paul, she whispered, I'm really sorry about what happened. I want to apologize. It's okay, Laura, answered Paul. Don't worry about it. I don't know why I fainted either. Then can you tell us something? Asked Laura. You fainted when you were reading this. She handed him the piece of paper again. I saw your drawing at school today, and you had these strange letters written on your drawing. Can you tell us anything about them, Paul? Paul looked hard at the letters again, and he started to turn pale. She made me, he said at last. She made me write them. She told me to, he explained. Who did, Paul? Asked Laura. Miss Scholes. She told me I had to draw it.